Good day, friends. Once again, we greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ with another program under the caption of Precious Passages. And we're going to look in the Word of God once again on the broadcast today and bring to your mind a very precious passage. In fact, this has a great deal to do with the salvation of man's soul. You know, when we begin to look at the plan for salvation, we realize that the grace of God is implemented in that plan. God is sending His Son to this earth. The Son giving His life upon the cross and shedding His blood, the blood making the forgiveness of sins possible as well as purchasing the church, and the plan for salvation, all coming by the grace of God. But isn't it an interesting thing, and of course a terrible thing when you really stop to think about it? With Jesus doing all of this, the will of God, dying upon the cross and making it possible for the forgiveness of sins, making it possible for all who are made free from sin to be added to His spiritual body, the church, that this is to no avail unless man is willing to respond with a full faith to the teaching of God's Word. One of the cruxes of the whole thing is found in the writing of the Apostle Paul in Ephesians chapter 2 and verses 8 to 9. I think these are passages that you're well acquainted with as we present this broadcast to you today. It tells us that for by grace are ye saved through faith, not of yourselves, it is a gift of God, not of works lest any man should boast. Recognizing the fact that the grace of God was sent to the human family through the coming of Jesus and all the things we've mentioned, and now especially on the broadcast today, through the gospel of Jesus Christ that is spoken of as the power of God unto salvation in Romans 1:16. But you'll notice in Ephesians 2 and 8, it is by grace are we saved through faith. And as grace is that which God has done for man that man could not do for himself, so faith is required of God if man is to receive benefit of the death of Jesus and all the things that are relative to that, even including his eternal salvation. You're aware of the fact in Hebrews 11 and 6 that Paul made it very clear that no one could misunderstand the importance of faith. He said, "For without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." Now, with all those passages before our mind, we then ask the question that is a super question on our broadcast today. How does man receive this faith? Now, before we go to the scripture, I want to point out how man doesn't really receive this faith. You see, we look at the works of nature, and many times that proves to people that there's a God. We have no doubt that that certainly would be true in the minds of many people. But that will never prove to anyone that Jesus died upon the cross. It will never prove to anyone what an individual should do to be saved from his or her past sins. But notice what the Word of God has to offer in Romans 10:17 on this broadcast today. Paul simply says, "Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God." I want to make a statement that I believe to be true from the depths of my heart, but you check this out with your Bible, because that's the important thing. The Bible must have the final say in making the decision of what man must do to be saved from his sins and receive benefit of the grace of God. See, Romans 10:17 is such a precious passage because it brings to our mind how faith comes to our life. The faith that he's talking about here does not come from looking at the trees or the mountains or the works of nature, but the faith that he's talking about here comes from hearing the Word of God. Now, that's why it is so imperative in our life as Christians that we make men and women conscious of the marvelous truth of God's Word, letting them know what one does to be saved. You know, if we are going to look at what people did to be saved, and that's what we certainly have in mind when we look at Romans 10:17, we would find in the accounts of conversion, namely that are found in the book of Acts, that people really did five things when you look at the composite score. We have touched upon these before on past broadcasts, but I want to key in today and point out that this comes from hearing the Word of God. It takes faith on the part of man to respond to the grace of God, a faith that cannot be explained in all areas by the logical reasoning of men. You see, that's where people make mistakes, and I believe that's where the materialist missed the boat, so to speak, and is off the track. He will say that I'll believe a certain thing if I can understand why that thing is true. In faith, we cannot always understand why God has asked us to do certain things. We are aware of the fact in the case of Abraham, tucked away in the Old Testament, back there in the 22nd chapter of Genesis, Yet he was told to offer his son Isaac, the son of promise, upon an altar as a human sacrifice to God. This, of course, was contrary to all the, we might say, the practices of God in his dealing with men. For human sacrifice certainly was not the norm as far as God's dealings with man was concerned. But this was a testing of Abraham's faith. It was not logical why Abraham should take his son and offer him upon the cross. But you see, Abraham went to the dimension that I am suggesting to you that we consider when we read the Word of God and hear what God wants us to do. Abraham said to the man before he took the final step up the mountain with Isaac his son, he said, "You stay here, and the lad and I will go and worship and come again unto you." This simply can carry to our mind that as Abraham thought he was going to take the life of his son, he had enough faith in God, in realizing that God had told him what he should do, that he believed that if he took the life of his son, that God would raise him from the dead. And of course, that's the thing that we find in principle with the story of Jesus. He died upon the cross, but it was God who raised him from the dead. Now, those five things in the book of Acts begins by hearing the Word of God. And so Romans 10:17 is vital that our faith comes by hearing the Word of God. We then are to believe that Word because it is important to realize that we can't please God without that firm conviction that truly He is the one who has given His Son, and His Son is the one who died upon the cross, and we receive benefit from this great statement of faith. We turn from our sins in repentance, as we are told time and time again in the accounts of conversion. We indeed confess with our mouth what we believe in our heart, that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Remember Paul in Romans 10:10 from this same chapter said, "For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." And then without exception, in a great act of obedience that certainly proves that our faith is alive, the individuals were all baptized into Christ. That's immersed in water in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. If you want to check that out very carefully, read in detail the 8th chapter of Acts, where you have the story in the latter part of that chapter of the man from Ethiopia, a professional man who had been up to Jerusalem for the worship, was reading from Isaiah, and he wanted to know who the prophet was talking about. Philip the evangelist told him clearly, as he preached Jesus unto him, that one truly should confess his faith in Christ, and he must have taught him that he should be baptized, because after hearing the gospel preached, he simply said, "See, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized?" And Philip said, "If you believe with all your heart, you may." And he said, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God." Then he was baptized, according to other scriptures, in the name of Jesus Christ, to wash away his sins, as we have in Acts 22:16, and for the remission of his sins, as we have in Acts 2:38. I think it is imperative, then, that you realize that what the Word of God teaches is what God really wants us to do. Let's take another look at this 10th chapter here and get the entire sequence before our mind. He's talking about salvation because back in verse 13, he simply makes that wonderful statement. This is one of several places in the Bible. "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Then we have a series of questions. "How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him in whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher?" This shows that through the human instrumentality of mortal man, the gospel is to be preached. The scripture goes on to say, "How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. And they shall preach because they were sent." Now, it's true that the apostles were sent. There are individuals who were scattered abroad who are not apostles in Acts 8:4 that went everywhere preaching the word. But it's through the human instrumentality of man. Then Isaiah says in verse 16, as a reference is made to his writing, "Lord, who hath believed our report? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." You see, this is because they had not all obeyed the gospel. You may be sitting in your home as we talk to you today, or you may be in a hospital or a nursing home, and you may recognize that the great teaching of God's word tells you what to do to be saved. You can't be saved without the faith in him. But you won't really have this faith or have the faith that the Bible speaks of here without hearing the Word of God. So that's one of the main reasons that your friendly neighbors of the Church of Christ Sound this gospel forth into your homes, and we trust into your hearts time and time again. You may be more interested in this subject, and you may be interested in looking at the accounts of conversion that are found in the great book of Acts. That is not alone the history of the early days of the church, but it is a history of the conversions of people from all walks of life. Yes, from the murderer, even might we say to the centurion who was in the city of Caesarea having control of at least 100 soldiers, from the jailer to the woman who actually was a seller of purple, who no doubt met beside the riverside praying with those who were there, but when the Lord sent the gospel to her through the Apostle Paul, she attended unto the things that Paul spoke. Now, we did relate to you what these people did to be saved. They heard the word, they believed it, they repented of their sins, they confessed with their mouth what they believed in their heart, and without exception, they were baptized into Jesus Christ, in his name, for the remission of their sins. Yes, faith comes by hearing the word of God. And as we bring you this gospel lesson on this station today, we trust that it will sink into your hearts. If you then are away from the Lord, why not today? Make up your mind that you're going to announce with your mouth because of your firm conviction that Christ is the Son of God, and you're going to follow that with baptism into Christ Jesus. Remember, friends, your friendly neighbors of the Church of Christ that brought you this broadcast stand ready at any day or any hour of the day or night to help you obey the gospel of Christ. I believe that is a fair opportunity for young or for old. Won't you be in the house of the Lord? Listen for the time of services the announcer will give you of the congregation sponsoring this broadcast on this station, and tell a friend or neighbor about the broadcast, and be with us next time as we deal with another precious passage.